What's your name and what's your game?
Hi, my name is Andrea Lucco Borlera. I'm from Italy, and my game is Horses, which is a narrative experimental game inspired by old films, like old surrealist films.
And silent films, too.
Yeah, and silent film, yeah.
Do you watch a lot of silent films?
Yeah, because...
Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, I mean, a lot. I've studied cinema at university, so I like a lot of European avant-garde and Japanese cinema, American indie cinema. So, yeah, I do not have a favorite film, but I love a lot of the authors, and I was inspired by them, basically.
And you mentioned studying film.
Yeah.
Are you actively making films as well as games, or is there a point in which you shifted or got inspired to move into games?
Because basically, I don't know. I'm a little bit shy to have dealing with actors, and I have a pretty peculiar ideas. So I thought that would be easier make everything by myself with a computer. So using digital 3D characters and
that makes a lot of sense. And I think I never really thought of that as a thing that games could do a little bit easier, is kind of explore more weird concepts or visuals or interactions.
Yeah, without being worried about, you know, cinema industry is getting better right now for authorial films, because now you can have expert people that can help you to deal with actors during the performance, I don't know, there is the for the scene with nudity on with sexuality, you can have an expert that can help us and to coordinate actors, but in a low budget level, you cannot afford that.
Yeah.
So,
and it's also like there's a lot of shocking things in the game.
Yeah.
Like a lot of surprises, a lot of twists and turns.
Yeah.
Do you have things that you're not going to show, like at public events like this, or to press or embargo or and stuff like that, or is
it? Yeah, this is just an appetizer.
Yeah.
To convey the atmosphere and the mood of the game. Of course, there are a lot of what the fuck moments during the game, but they are the purpose, the aiming is not shock the player just for the fun of being shocked. But of course,
are you gonna market it without the shock? Like, do you want the user to be surprised?
I don't know. We are still thinking about it, how to market it and how to sell it and where, because artsy game like that are not so common, so there is no what's the right path to follow. We are talking about it. So we will see. I don't know.
And how did you choose what to put in the demo?
It's the beginning.
Okay.
It's the beginning of the demo, basically. There is no selection of the content. We just pick up the beginning and to introduce the player into the story, into the topic and the atmosphere, basically.
And have you been getting a lot of I don't know how long you've been demoing it, or if this is the first place you've ever showed it or anything, but are you like getting good kind of introspection into how the player is playing with something so strange and with such a unique tone?
I've been in other events, games events. And in general, this demo lasts 30 minutes, and basically it has everything that the players need to know. And in general, there is some narrative turning point, and basically we always received positive feedback. So it seems that the current demo works. So we are still continuing to using it for the showcases, and that's it.
And did you like ride horses growing
yeah.
up?
Yeah, okay. I wrote it, designed it, and developed it.
Yeah.
Basically, almost by myself. Right now, I have a few collaborators that they are helping me for the developer part and finding some money in order to complete it, because it's pretty expensive.
Narrative games always have that kind of. Like you're burning through.
It's a pretty cheap game, but we need a little budget to complete it, basically. So.
Cool. Well, thanks for being on the question bus.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to plug, your social medias or however they can check out horses?
Yeah, we have a website which is horses. What the fuck?
Okay. Yeah. Is that a cheap domain?
Yeah. you can find our all the trailers and all the information about about the game, and we're still figuring out when to release it. But it's playable from the beginning to the end. So it's complete. It just need a bit of polishing. And that's it. But you can subscribe to the newsletter. And
I'm excited to check out the trailers.
Yeah. I got the
dream scenario of playing it blind.
Yeah.
Of going in there knowing nothing about it.
That would be
not seeing somebody else even play it.
But yeah, it's pretty. I really loved watch the reaction of people. It's really funny.
Yeah, it's a great part of these events.
Yeah.
Great. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, too.